tail up here on the front seat. Amen. That's the way it ought to be. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. It's amazing how God does things. Amen. It's just amazing how God does things. You know, sitting, thinking, and praying, and asking the Lord about what to preach on a New Year's Eve. I want to preach a little while tonight on this thought. Don't lose heart. Don't lose heart. No matter what battle you face this year, this coming year, Jesus is going to take care of it. Yes. Amen? And the problem is a lot of times we just need to sit back and let him do it. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, if you get there, let's stand. We're going to read verse 16 through verse 18. Verse 16, for which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Lord, we love you. And God, we come to you right now. Lord, we thank you, God, for what you've already done today and for the service tonight. God, thank you, God, that you are going to fight the battles. And God, I pray, God, your hand to be upon us right now. God, help us as we do our very best to preach this, God. Move me out of the way, God. And I pray, God, you'd help everybody tonight, God, to be encouraged tonight, God, to look forward to this next year coming up, Lord, with encouragement, knowing, Lord, that no matter what we face, God, we won't face it alone. And God, have your hand on us right now. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Nobody came tonight looking to be depressed. Nobody came tonight looking to be discouraged. We all came tonight looking to be encouraged and looking to be lifted up. That's why we come to church, amen? So, you know, a lot of times if we're not careful, we get to dwelling on things that we shouldn't dwell on. And we get down. And let me tell you something, and I'm going to get into it in a little more. Nobody this past year, not one person in here, was on the mountaintop every day. We all had times we were down in the valley. We all had time. And I believe David said something about this morning. Through no fault of nobody. You ever wake up in the morning and you just don't feel like having a good day? Am I the only one like that? Y'all ever get up in the morning? The day before, everything was great. You laid down, everything was great. You got up that morning, and it just seemed like you got up like Eeyore, and you had a cloud over you, and just walked around moping all day long. Y'all realize Christians do that too. But the Apostle Paul had found a secret. And when you read these verses, you know, and I'm going to say something right now. You need to study your Bible. When we read verses like this, if we ain't careful, we just read right over them. We don't look at what it's really saying. And I know sometimes people say, well, the King James, quit knocking the King James Version. If you study it like you ought to, you'd understand it a little better. Amen. That's a whole nother sermon. I ain't got time to preach that tonight. But I want you to notice some things that Paul says. And number one, let's look at the statement Paul makes. For which cause we faint not. Now that word faint there basically means the failing of heart. So the phrase Paul could be saying, we don't lose heart. Understand what Paul's saying. He's telling us that no matter what comes my way, no matter what happens in my life, I'm not giving up. I'm not giving in. I'm not giving out. I'm telling you right now, I'm staying for which cause we faint not. It don't matter what happens, I ain't quitting. It don't matter what happens, I'm keeping my eyes on Jesus. It don't matter what happens in my life. Hey, I'm going to praise him. I'm going to honor him. I'm going to give him glory. Let me think about this. How many times this year have we lost heart? Everybody this year hadn't faced what the Parsons or Olivia had to face. Everybody hadn't faced in the past few years any physical problems. Let me tell you something. I told Brother Charlie this the other day when Brother Charlie was getting ready to have open heart surgery. And I tell everybody this, you know. And I said, everybody says, well, you know, bypass surgery anymore is commonplace. And it is. They do it every day. And they've got real good at it. It ain't commonplace when they're doing it to you, though. Amen. I'm just telling you, when you're the one going under the knife or your family the one is the one suffering and going through something, it ain't commonplace then. And it's real easy if we're not careful to lose heart. It's real easy if we're not careful to want to quit. It's real easy if we're not careful to say, well, I just don't know how much more of this I can take. Let me just remind y'all of something. Paul's life was anything but easy. I mean, we gripe and complain about, let me just read you a little bit about this Apostle Paul. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8. For we were not, brethren, have you to be ignorant of the trouble which came to us in Asia, for we were pressed out of measure above strength, insomuch that we despaired even of life. Paul said, at one point in Asia, I thought I was going to die. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. In labors more abundant. In stripes above measure. That means I've been beat. That means I've been, Paul, in stripes above measure. He's talking about stripes that was put on his back. In prison more frequently. Hello. What y'all got to complain about? In deaths oft. In other words, he was at the point, I really believe in my spirit, at one point when they stoned Paul, Paul died, but I believe Jesus brought him back. I believe that. But at the point of death, of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rod. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day have I been in the deep, in journeyings often, in perils of water, perils of robbers, in perils of mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathens, in perils in the city, in perils in wilderness, in perils in sea, in perils. I'm telling you right now, so what we got to complain about? In weariness, in painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, besides those things which are without, that cometh upon me daily, the care of the churches, who is weak? Am I not weak? Who is offended? And I burn not. Paul saying, don't give up. Paul saying, after all I've been through, Wes, after everything that I've told you I've gone through, if I don't want to give up, if I'm not going to give up, if I'm not going to lose heart, why in the world are you going to lose heart? Don't lose heart. Paul's trying to encourage us. How many times, if we're not careful, do we get down and discouraged? I'm going to be honest with you. Most of us at least once or twice a week. Yeah. Amen. Right. Amen. These folks sing just about every day of the week a lot of times. Every week they're in different churches. You know, and in our minds, man, they ought to be on top of the world. And the thing about it is, if you ain't careful, you look at the preacher, and the preacher comes in, and on Sunday morning and Sunday night, he's got a smile on his face, and, you know, he's coming in and encouraging you and encouraging you. But guess what? My family is just like your family. We all get down. We all get discouraged. Paul's talking about this. That's Paul's statement. He said, we faint not. We don't lose courage. We don't lose heart. I don't know what you're going to face this year, but I'm just telling you, ain't no matter what you're going to face this year, Jesus is going to be there. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, so you're going to face it with him, amen? That's Paul's statement. Let's look at Paul's struggle. Paul says, though our outward man perish, but what that is talking about, the flesh. Though our outward man, the word perish means to rot or to ruin, to be corrupt or to be destroyed. To be destroyed really is, I think, the full intention of what Paul is saying. It's the same word that's used in other verses of Scripture. Now, Luke chapter 12, verse 33 says this, sell that ye have and give alms. Provide yourself bags that wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupt. The word corrupted there is the same word as perish. In other words, like moth can corrupt, a moth can destroy the cloth. And I'm telling you right now, that the outer man that perishes, that's what wears on us. Revelation chapter 8, verse 8 through 9 says this, and the second angel sounded, and as it was a great mountain burning of fire was cast into the sea, and a third part of the sea became blood, and a third part of the creatures which were in the sea had life that died, and a third part of the ships were destroyed. The Bible says here that God's going to cast a great stone down, and all this is going to be destroyed. That's the same word as perished that we're talking about here. Being destroyed, that means, how are we destroyed? How are we destroyed? We're destroyed by pain. We're destroyed by burdens. We're destroyed by the cares of this life. Bills. We're destroyed by sicknesses and things that the outward man is fighting. And there's two reasons why the outward man is perishing. Number one, we live in a fallen nature. Let me tell you something, folks. The Bible talks about this. We all know, we all understand, and especially if you got any age on you. I told my wife, you know, I did some work this weekend. I got back to the house. I told her, I am give out. And I got to thinking about, you know, man, when I was 21, 22 years old, that stuff didn't bother me. I didn't used to have to take Tylenol. All y'all that's over 35, say amen right there. And the rest of y'all hypocrites, quit lying to yourself. But I'm just saying, we live in a fallen nature. The Bible says in Romans chapter 8, listen to this, for we know that the whole world, the whole creation, groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only them, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. Everybody in this room right now, saved or lost, you're going to waste away and you're going to die one day. Every one of us. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, as is appointed unto man wants to die. You're going to die from something. The thing about it is, you ain't got to be old. All of us live in a fallen nature, in a fallen world, and sin is rampant. We can die of heart attacks, cancer, run over by a car, struck by lightning, whatever. But that's the fallen world we live in. But we also live around fallen people. And if we're not careful, that can bring us down faster than the fallen nature. I believe Jackie said something this morning to this effect. When people that you know and you trust and you got confidence in make mistakes and fall, that takes a little something out of you. Let me tell you something. Every time a Christian falls, I'm not talking about making a little mistake, and I'm not talking about, you know, coming to church, getting on an altar and asking God to forgive. I'm talking about falls out. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Every time something like that, every time you hear about a preacher that does something and falls into sin, it takes a little more out of you. And every last one of us in here has had people that we know and love that fell into this right here. And I'm just telling you right now, I was thinking about it. I told somebody the other day, nothing surprises me anymore. I'm just being honest. Hardly nothing surprises me anymore. Why? Because I know we live in a fallen nature, and I know we live around fallen people. And we're all going to make mistakes. That's the thing about it is, I can't let what Wes does, and Wes can't let what I do. And I understand, so I realize, being the pastor, that Mike, if I did something stupid, a lot of people in this church wouldn't come back to church. Because they got their eyes on the preacher. And I'm telling you, I'm just going to be honest with you. I wish I could tell you like the Apostle Paul said, be ye followers of me, even as I am of Christ. I wish I could tell you that. But I'm going to tell you right now, you better keep your eyes on Jesus. Don't look at David. And David is as good a man as I know. Don't look at Brother Kenny. Brother Kenny's as good a man as I know. We need to keep our eyes on Jesus, because I know David lives in the flesh. He lives in a fallen world. He lives in a fallen nature. And I'm just telling you, folks, all that brings us down. Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 through 10, listen to this. We are troubled on every side. Amen. Yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the life also Jesus might be made manifest in our body. We are working towards something. I understand that we live in a fallen world. I understand we live around fallen people. But this ain't my world I want to live in. I'm trying to get to the other side. Amen. Amen. Paul had the same struggle that you and I have. But don't lose heart. Don't be defeated. I've said this one time before. The Bible talks about Satan as a roaring lion walking around seeking whom he may devour. Whom he may devour. I'm just going to go ahead and make up my mind. I choose not to be devoured. It's my choice. I saw this picture, and I think I put it on Facebook this week. It had a lion chasing this little zebra. Any of y'all see that picture this week? Had this lion chasing. It said a picture of the modern day church would be this. If you're out of church, that lion is chasing that zebra over here and all the other zebras is over yonder. Yeah. He made a choice to get away from everybody. Yeah. And the lion got him. I choose not to be devoured. I choose not to be defeated. I choose not to be dejected. I choose that I'm going to stay with Jesus. Amen? Amen. Now Paul's secret. Here's the whole thing. Paul's secret. Though our outward man perish, I faint not. The secret to not losing heart and not losing hope is the Word of God. Amen. I'm just going to be honest with you. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16. Yet the inward man is renewed. Amen. Day by day. Amen. That word right there, renewed, is basically talking about rebuilding. The inward man can be rebuilt every day. And I, you know, the Bible says faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. Here's my whole sermon. You listening, you don't want to lose heart this year? Listen to what I'm getting ready to tell you right now. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. I've said this before. Taylor, that does not say that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by preaching. It don't say faith cometh by hearing and hearing by singing. No, that's right. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. You need to take that Bible every day. You need to open that Bible every day. Now understand, I know a lot of people don't have time. And David says this a lot in Sunday school. He listens to the Bible. He listens to the commentary. There ain't nothing wrong with that. But you got to indwell your mind. You got to put that in there so that God can start rebuilding, so you can be renewed every day. You can be renewed every day. Because I'm telling you right now, at the end of the day, we're all going to be faced with sin. We're all going to be faced with sickness. We're all going to be faced with all these things that's going to come against us. And if we're not careful, it will tear you down. It will mess with your mind. It'll get you in so far down, you don't want to come to church. I'm just telling you right now, I know what I'm talking about. I'm the pastor, and sometimes I get that way. But it's amazing how you open up the Word of God and God starts speaking to you. Amen. Amen. The secret is to be renewed in Jesus Christ every day. And not only do I need to renew myself every day, but it's amazing what coming to church does for you. Amen. It's amazing what just being able to get in God's house and get around others. See, the thing about this, like I said, that one little zebra out there, he was by himself. Go on and get by yourself and see what the devil does for you. We need to stay together. We need to come in. I'm just telling you, I love Sunday school. I love getting here early. Steve, I love getting here early. I love going in there with my coffee and sitting down and just talking with some of the guys, and we'll laugh and cut up a little bit. And then when it's time to open up the Word of God, it's sometimes, just like this morning, we got to talking and praising God and honoring God and lifting up God and just talk and just about took up the whole Sunday school lesson, just praising God. And hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm just telling you, folks, we got to have that. We need that to be renewed every day. Because you mess around and don't get renewed for a few days in a row, and you're going to be done with. I told you about, I'm going to say this and I'm going to come to a close. I won't ever forget it. invited this guy to church. And y'all have heard this before. Invited this guy to church, and he said, man, I used to go to church faithful. I said, what in the world happened? He said, I went to choir practice one day. He said, when I got there, the choir loft was full. No room to get in the choir. And the devil spoke to me and said, see there, they don't need you. He said, so I quit singing in the choir. Wasn't long after that, he said, I kind of slacked off on Wednesday nights. Didn't take too much longer after that, I started slacking off on Sunday nights, and I'd just go on Sunday morning. Next thing I know, it's been 30 years and I ain't been to church. That's just how easy it is. That's just how easy it is. I'm telling you, don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. But you got to choose to do some things. You got to make your mind up. I'm going to read my Bible. I'm going to get renewed every day. You got to make your mind up. I'm going to church. I like what you said. If your children's got to ask you, are we going to church? There's something wrong at your house. I remember growing up, that was not a question I asked my daddy. No, sir. On Sunday afternoon, I don't care what you were doing, you better be ready to go to church. And I'm going to tell you right now, I remember going to my granddaddy's house, my mama's daddy. I remember going to my granddaddy's. My granddaddy would leave you. He said, y'all can stay all as long as y'all want to. He said, we're going to go to church. We'll be back in a little bit. He'd leave you there. You got to have a made-up mind. If you're going to make it in this world and you're going to make it heaven your home, you got to have a made-up mind. I'm going to get renewed. I'm going to get renewed through the reading of the Word. I'm going to get renewed from coming to church and being blessed. Amen. I want you to bow your heads.